माधव कुंज बिहारी गोपी जन वल्लभ गिरिवर धाई जय राधा मां। जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी गोपी जन वल्लभ गिरिवर धारी जय राधा मा। जशोदनंदन ब्रज जन रंजन जशोदनंदन ब्रज जन रंजन यशोदनंदन ब्रज जन रंजन यमुना तीरवन चारी यमुना तीरवन चारी जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी गोपी जन वल्लभ गिरिवर धारी जय राधा माधव हरे कृष्णा कृष्ण कृष्ण हरे 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 राम हरे राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्णा कृष्ण कृष्ण हरे 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 राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्णा कृष्ण कृष्ण हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्णा कृष्ण कृष्ण हरे 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 रामा राम राम हरे 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 कृष्णा कृष्ण कृष्ण हरे 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 रामा राम राम हरे हरे श्री हरि नाम संकीर्तन ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय हरे कृष्णा। We are reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, canto number 6, chapter number 1, text 20 and 21, we try to recite. Atra chodaharanti maam iti hamsa puratanam dutanam vishnu yamayo samvadastam nibhodami atra chodaharanti maam इतिहासं पुरातनं दुतनं विष्णुयमयो संवादस्तं निबोधमे अत्र चोदाहरन्ति मां इतिहासं पुरातनं द्युतानं विष्णुयमयो संवादास्तं निबोधमे तुचोन्हरन्ति माम् Matajis. Atra, in this connection, cha also. Udharanti, they give us an example. Imam, this. Itihasam, the history of Ajamil. Puratanam, which is very old. Dyutanam, of the order carriers. Vishnu, of Lord Vishnu. Yamayo, and of Yamaraj. Samvadha, the discussions. Tam, that. Nibodha, try to understand me from me. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Translation. In this regard, the learned scholars and the saintly person described a very historical incident involving a discussion between the order carriers of Lord Vishnu and those of Yamaraj. Please hear of this from me. Purport. The Puranas or old histories are sometimes neglected by unintelligent men who consider their descriptions mythological. Actually, the descriptions of the Puranas or the old histories of the universe are factual, although not chronological. The Puranas record the chief incidents that have occurred over many millions of years, not only on this planet, but also on other planets within the universe. Therefore, all learned and the realized Vedic scholars speak with reference to the incident in the Puranas. Srila Rupa Goswami accepts the Puranas to be as important as the Vedas himself. Therefore, in the Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu, he quotes the following verse from the Brahman from the Brahma Yamala. श्रुति स्मृति पुराणादि पंचरात्रि विधिम विना एकांतिक हरेर भक्ति उत्पात एव कल्पते। डिवोशनल सर्विस ऑफ द लॉर्ड दैट इग्नोर्स द ऑथराइज्ड वेदिक लिटरेचर्स लाइक द उपनिषद्स पुराणास एंड द नारद पंचरत्न इज सिंपली एन अननेसेसरी डिस्टर्बेंस इन सोसाइटी। A devotee of Krishna must refer not only to the Vedas but also to the Puranas. One should not foolishly consider the Puranas mythological. If they were mythological, Shukadeva Goswami would not have taken the trouble to recite the old historical incidents concerning the life of Ajamil. And now the history begins as follows. Text 21, we'll just read the translation and purport. Translation. In the city known as Kanyakubja, there was a Brahmin named Ajamil, who married a prostitute maidservant and lost all his Brahminical qualities because of the association of that low-class woman. Purport. The fault of illicit connection with women is that it makes one lose all Brahminical qualities. In India, there is still a class of servant called Shudras, whose maidservant wives are called Shudranis. Sometimes people who are very lusty establish relationship with such maidservants and sweeping women, since in the higher status of society they cannot indulge in the habit of woman hunting, which is strictly prohibited by social convention. Ajamil, a qualified Brahmana youth, lost all his Brahmanical qualities because of his association with a prostitute, but he was ultimately saved because he had begun the process of Bhakti Yoga. Therefore, in the previous verse, Shukadeva Goswami spoke of the person who have only once surrendered himself at the lotus feet of the Lord Mana Krishna Pada Ravindayo, or has just begun the Bhakti Yoga process. Bhakti Yoga begins with Shravana and Kirtan Vishnu, hearing and chanting of Lord Vishnu's names, as in the Mahamantra, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Chanting is the beginning of the Bhakti Yoga, and therefore Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu declares, Hare Nama, Hare Nama Iva Kevalam, Kalo Nastiva, Nastiva, Nastiva Gatiranyata. In this age of quarrel and hypocrisy, the only means of deliverance is the chanting of the holy names of the Lord. There is no other way, there is no other way, there is no other way. The process of chanting the holy name of the Lord is always superbly effective, but it is especially effective in this age of Kali. Its practical effectiveness will now be explained by Shukadeva Goswami through the history of Ajamil, who was freed from the hands of Yamaduta simply by chanting of the holy names of Lord Narayan. Parikshit Maharaja's original question was how to free from falling down into hell and on to the hands of Yamadutas. In a reply, Shukadeva Goswami is citing this old historical example to convince Parikshit Maharaja of the potency of Bhakti Yoga, which begins simply with the chanting of holy names, Lord's names, and all the great authorities of Bhakti Yoga recommend the devotional service beginning with the chanting of the holy names of Krishna. Tannama Grahanadibhi Om Ajnanat Mirandasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurun Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manobhishtam Stapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Tadati Swapadantikam Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Yuta Padakamalam Shri Gurun Vaishnavamscha Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Shri Vishakam Dhamscha Maitam Savadutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Divam Shri Radha Krishna Padam Sahagana Shri Vishakam Dhamscha He Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dina Bandhu Jagatpate Gopesh Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namostate Tapta Kanchana Maurangi Ade Vrindavaneshwari Shabhanuste Devi Magdinami Hari Pri Vancha Kalpaturubhyascha Kripa Sindhu Vevacha Patita Nam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Jaya Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda ಶ್ರೀ ಅದ್ವೈತ ಗದಾಧಾರ ಶ್ರೀವಾಸ್ ಅಧಿಗೌರ ಭಕ್ತ ಬೃಂದ ಹರೇ ಕೃಷ್ಣ ಹರೇ ಕೃಷ್ಣ ಕೃಷ್ಣ Hare Krishna. So I welcome all of you for the morning Srimad Bhagavatam class in this beautiful setting on the bank of the river Jamuna, reminding of the original conversation between Shukadev Goswami and Parikshit Maharaj, which was on the bank of the holy river of, some say Ganges, some say Yamuna, but such a beautiful setting. And special thanks to His Grace Radha Madan Gopal Prabhu for consistently carrying this wonderful Bhagavatam class and inspiring other devotees to speak, and He's always there to listen. He's such a great Vaishnava, just He wants to hear Krishna Katha. Thank you everyone. So as we recited this verse, today we are reading from the Srimad Bhagavatam Canto 6. Chapter number 1, text 20 and 21. The chapter is entitled as The History of the Life of Ajamil. So since few of us, they are not the regular participants of the Srimad Bhagavatam here, so I just want to give you a background what's happening. So just before this canto, the canto 5th, it was very graphically described, different heavenly planets, the description of different heavenly planets, what happens there, and different things. And then Shukadev Goswami in detail describes different types of hell. And those who have read that chapter, it's horrific. It goes in great detail what happens if somebody does this sin, which hell he will go and what will happen. So it's in great detail Shukadev Goswami has been described. And then after hearing such horrific description of the hellish planet, Shukadev Goswami has been described, and then this chapter begins. And after describing the hellish planet, Parikshit Maharaj is very much, you know, not fearful, but he is more compassionate. Because as they said, Vaishnava is para dukha dukhi. When he sees that some other people are suffering, they may not be even devotees, but still he finds it is painful. Sometimes there are immature devotees, when they see a person who is not a devotee and he is suffering, they say, "Ha, karmi log aise hi hai." They say, "Ha, karmis, they should suffer. Only if they suffer, they will come to bhakti." But the highest understanding of a great Vaishnava is anybody, any living entity suffering, they feel compassion. So that was Shukadev Goswami and then Parikshit Maharaj feeling that compassion. And then in that compassion, he asked Shukadev Goswami that what is that a person can do to come out of this hellish, or to not fall in the hellish conditions. So many times when we talk about hell, you know, many times people don't understand the gravity of hellish conditions because they have not heard or they have not read the Srimad Bhagavatam. There's a joke which often I tell is, you know, there was one person, every day he used to drink, and he used to drink so much that his wife once told him that, you know, "Come on, you're drinking so much. If you continue doing this, you'll go to hell." And the person was completely drunk. He said, "Really? I will go to hell?" He said, "Yes." And then he asked his wife that the person who is selling me the wine, the person who is selling me this liquor, will he also go to hell? She said, "Of course, you will also go to hell." Then the bar where I go and all these people who are dancing,
Will they also go to hell? He said, of course, you go to hell. The person who is making the meat and serving me in the bar, will he also go in the hell? She said, of course, all will go to hell. So this person says that if the person supplying the liquor and the person drinking the liquor and the person, you know, doing all that, if all of them are going to hell, then we might as have a nice party in the hell. Because every day we can have the same thing. Right? But they don't know the ghastly truth of the hellish conditions. What happens? So that's the unfortunate situation. So that's why knowledge is very important. But herein, Srila Parikshit Maharaj, such a great Vaishnav, after hearing the description of the hellish planet, he is asking that what a person should do to come out of it. And then later on, in the last verses, we hear that how Shukadeva Goswami describes that the only way to not fall in the hellish condition is to do prayaschitta or atonement. That one who does the atonement, then by Krishna's grace, he can stop going to hell. But then again he says that, you know, just atonement cannot solve the problem, because we have to cut the weed of sinful reaction from the root. And that is only possible by the mercy of the Lord. So then a beautiful verse has been recited. Kechit kevalya bhaktya vasudeva parayana agham dhunvanti karshneya niraham iva bhaskara. It is described that only a rare person who has adopted complete unalloyed devotional service to Krishna can uproot the weeds of his sinful reactions with no possibility that they will revive again. So only a person who is Vasudeva Parayana, only a person who is completely dedicated with unalloyed devotion, only he can uproot the weeds of sinful reaction. And he can do this by simply discharging devotional service. An example is given of a sun which can immediately dissipate fog by its rays. So that has been described by Srila Shukadeva Goswami. And then now in this verse, that is text number 20, you know, he has given quote, he has quoted a scripture, he has given knowledge. But then many times people are not interested in knowledge. People want example. People want case study. So this verse is talking about case study. So this is actually the case study. So just to convince us the power of the Lord's mercy or the power of the Bhakti Yoga, this historical story of a Brahmana has been described. Now many times when there is some incident, we say, oh, such and such story happened. But then exact detail has been given. The name of the Brahman, the place, it has been described the place as Kanya Kubja. Kanya Kubja is the current Kanpur. Right? So in this way, great detail has been described, the place has been described, and the story of a Brahmana, a great person, his name was Ajamil. And now the story has begun. Right. So as all of us know this story or this amazing pastime, how a Brahmana called Ajamil, right? He was a well-read Brahmana. Many times when we speak about Ajamil pastime, we say that Ajamil did this, that Ajamil did this. But we should understand that he was not any low-class Shudra or low-class person like some city of, you know, this Kali Yuga who does all kind of nonsense and then he is doing that. But he was a very well-read Brahman, and at the same time he was kind of having all the Brahmanical qualities, but somehow, you know, he was taking he went to a forest and he saw a scene which he was not supposed to see. He saw a man and a woman embracing with a prostitute, and that completely corrupted his mind. And then later on, he became so much entangled that he went and married that prostitute. And then later on, he had many children. And just to maintain that prostitute and the children, he started performing more sinful activities, looting people, stealing, and you know, doing all that. And then finally, the 10th child was, you know, the smallest child, and then they named him Narayan. And because of that name of Lord, he was delivered. And of course, in future, many of our speakers will in detail speak about this beautiful story. But the idea is how a person of that caliber could, you know, deviate from the path of bhakti. So here in Srila Prabhupada, in the purport, in the translation, he says, in the city known as Kanyakubja, there was a Brahmin named Ajamil who married a prostitute maidservant and lost all his Brahminical qualities because of the association of that low class woman. So he lost all his Brahminical qualities. So many times we hear about Brahminical qualities like Shama, Danas, Tamas, Tapas, Saucham, Dhairyam, Arjavam, Jnanam, Vijnanam. So all these are supposed to be, you know, qualities of a Brahmana. A Brahmana has Shama, he has compassion, he has Damas, he has tolerance, he is Tapas, austerity, right? Unfortunately, many times we don't see these qualities now. But Ajamil had all these qualities. He was self-controlled, right? Arjavam, he was honest. A Brahmana should be honest. Then tapasya, austerities. Cleanliness, that is internal as well as external. Then jnanam, that is knowledge. And vijnanam, that is self-realization. So, Brahmana has all these qualities, like a true Brahmana. And we hear the example of Ajamil, he was a very good Brahmana, but then because of this power of lust, all the qualities were lost as described here. He lost all his Brahminical qualities. So that's why Chaitanya Mahaprabhu used to say, Asat Sangatyag Ehi Vaishnavachar. So that's why if we want to create good qualities, then we should always have good association. When we have bad association, it's difficult. So that's why in our Krishna conscious movement also, a lot of emphasis has been given for association, coming together and taking association of great devotees. So this whole pastime is actually a documentation of how powerful Lord's holy name is. How powerful is the process of bhakti yoga, right? So we have seen, like many times, even in the law book, there are case studies. Many times there are situations where such and such thing happened, and then the lawyers, they refer to the law book, and with date and record that so and so versus so and so that this happened. So similarly, in this episode, how a person knowingly or even unknowingly, he is reciting the name of Lord, and how that holy name has helped the person to deliver. So we'll hear some of the glories of the holy name. In the Srimad Bhagavatam, there's a beautiful verse which says, Apanna samsritim ghoram yannama vishaya grihan tatha sadyo mucheta yadbhipeti swayam bhayam. So this verse says that living beings who are entangled in the complicated meshes of birth and death, right? They can be freed immediately even by unconsciously chanting. Now many times when we say people to chant, we say chant attentively. Hear the holy name. Just hear. There are so many mantras people say, right? But here the Bhagavatam says that even unconsciously, if somebody chants the holy name of Krishna, you know, he is be freed from this greatest sin, or even the sin, or the fear of the fear personified, that is Yamaraj. So that is the glory of holy name. Another beautiful verse which will come in the same section of the Jamil, which says, Sanketyam parihasam vas tobanam helamam evava vaikuntha nama grahanam mama ego hari viduhu. He says, one who chants the holy name of the Lord is immediately freed from the reactions of unlimited sins. Immediately freed, right? Even if he chants indirectly or to indicate something else, Sankirtya is jokingly, then Parihasam is for musical entertainment, you know, like, or even neglectfully, this is accepted by all learned scholars. This is, I think, Srimad Bhagavatam, 6th Canto, Chapter 2, text number 14, right? So, just imagine, even a person is doing, he's chanting the holy name, you know, unknowingly or jokingly or, you know, neglectfully, still he gets like that, right? So, jokingly, I remember the famous story which many times we have heard, you know, like Gauranga Prabhu, Sudama Prabhu, Radhesham Prabhu, when they were working in Nigdi that time. So Sudama Prabhu, as you know, he was very humorous even now. So that time Radhesham Prabhu, he was just working. So that time, 92-93, that was the time of Ram Janmabhumi. So whenever he used to see Radhesham Prabhu, he used to say, Jai Sri Ram, Jai Sri Ram, Jai Sri Ram. So then, you know, Radhesham Prabhu many times ignored him. And then one day he said, every day you are saying Jai Sri Ram, come for our program. And then he came for his program, and then he says, that was the biggest, you know, and the most expensive joke of my life. By which, you know, whole of my life has changed. And that, by which Sudama Prabhu became devotee. And today Sudama Prabhu is preaching the glory of holy name all over the world. He's doing the japa seminars and, you know, holy name seminars everywhere. So this is a great example of even jokingly somebody tries to make fun of the holy name, right? Many times when they say Hare Krishna, devotees on the streets, they say dam maro dam. Bolo subha sham Hare Krishna Hare Ram. The famous, or the infamous Bollywood song. Like when during that time, Prabhupada's time, you know, they told Prabhupada that somebody has made a movie on this, and they are propagating that, you know, ISKCON people are, you know, taking drugs, and they are doing dam maro dam. And Prabhupada said, after few years, they will forget all this and they will only remember Hare Krishna Hare Ram. And then that's how so many preaching happened and so many people became devotees. Yeah. And then also, it has been described as musical entertainment. Even if a person comes to a kirtan program and seeing, he's not interested in Krishna, he's not interested in the holy name, but he sees, wow, nice melody, nice music, nice raga. Even that gives him the blessings or the mercy. So that is the beautiful verse which described here. And in another verses also, it has described that just like a fire burns a dry grass to ashes, so the holy name of the Lord, when is chanting knowingly or unknowingly, it can burn all the ashes of sinful reactions. So that has been also described. Another beautiful verse says, Etavan eva lokesmin pumsam dharmao parao smatao bhakti yoga bhagavatim nama grahanadubhi. It says, devotional service beginning with the chanting of the holy name of the Lord is the ultimate religious principle for the living entities in the human society. So that's why the holy name has been stressed a lot, and especially the Hare Krishna movement, where the most important aspect is we inspire people to chant the holy name and chant a particular or a minimum round, so that at least people are giving that much time. And this is a very important thing, and as it has been described, the ultimate religious principle for the living entity and the human society is to chant the holy name. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. So in this way, there are many, many beautiful, verses which describe the power of the holy name or the glories of the holy name. But then, this is all we all know. At the same time, it is said that the lust is very difficult or very powerful to overcome. It can be only overcome by the grace of the Lord. Right? Like in the Gita, it is described, Daivi esha gunamahi mama maya duratyaha mam eva prapadyante mayam itam tarandite. Krishna is saying that this is mama maya. This is my maya, and it is very difficult to overcome. Only by my mercy one is able to overcome this. Right? So that has been described. And the best way to overcome this is by trying to engage our mind in the service of Krishna. And that has been described in the Srimad Bhagavatam in the Canto 9. Save mana Krishna padaravindayo vacham sivaikuntha gunan varnai karo harer mandira marjana dishu shrutim charkayuchata sat kathodaye. So of course it's a big huge verse, but the idea is to somehow or other yena kena prakarena try to engaged in the service of the Lord, right? And the practical example is Maharaj Amrish. Amrish Maharaj, how he engaged all his senses in the service of the Lord. So first is Save Mana. Mana, to engage the mind. Right? In the Bhagavad Gita, it has been described that mind is very difficult to control. But one who has controlled his mind becomes his best friend. Otherwise, he becomes the worst enemy. So herein, Srila Amrish Maharaj is describing Save Mana Krishna Padaravindu. Try to engage your mind at the lotus feet of Krishna. Right? Who are the examples of devotees or the great personalities in their life who are constantly remembering Krishna? We have the example of the gopis. The gopis were constantly remembering Krishna to such extent that they were cursing Lord Brahma that why did he made the eyelids. So even that fraction of a second that they are feeling separation from Krishna is they are not able to see. And when they are physically not able to see, but when they are in separation, their love for Krishna increased thousands of times. Right? In the Chaitanya Charitamrita, it is described like when Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu approached, Mathura, his love increased thousands of times. When he came to Vrindavan, his separation for Krishna increased millions of times. Similarly, gopis, they were like, completely absorbed in Krishna. They were always thinking of Krishna. To such an extent that when Narad Muni came and they said that, he's having a headache. What can we do? He's saying that the only medicine is the dust from the feet of the devotees. And immediately they said, okay, how many kgs you want? Take. If this is what can relieve Krishna, take. And Narad Muni was shocked. Don't you know what is going to happen? He said, we don't care. a fraction of relief if our Lord can get, then that's perfection. So that is the first one, that is the mind. Sabe mana Krishna padaravindayo. Then eyes, continuously watching. Of course, the gopis were also the example. Any example somebody can think? Prahlad Maharaj. Always thinking of Krishna. Yes. Even in such difficulties, he was thinking of Krishna. He was seeing Krishna everywhere. Yes, eyes. An example of anybody got attracted to Krishna, seeing the eyes. Huh? Prabhuji saying, the pastime of Dhanurdas, a great disciple of Ramanujacharya, although when he was not, he was very much attracted to a girl, and there was a big, beautiful procession of Lord Ranganath coming out, and everybody was watching that procession, and this guy was carrying an umbrella and seeing the young girl whom he was in love. And then Ramanujacharya happened to see him, and he just told one of his secretary, just call that person. And he's saying that the Lord of the universe, Lord Ranganath, the most beautiful person, is coming out, and what are you seeing? He said that I love this girl, and she has the most beautiful eyes. I have never seen such beautiful eyes anywhere. So Ramanujacharya said, okay, if I show you more beautiful eyes than that, will you do what I tell? He said, of course. And he said, okay, come to the temple tomorrow. And the next day he sees Lord Ranganath. And of course, seeing that precarious situation of the person, of course, a pure devotee like Ramanujacharya, praying to the Lord that please give your mercy to him. And that prayer of a pure devotee does miracles. And then Dharundadas, he went and he saw the eyes of Lord Ranganath. Immediately he transformed, and then he dedicated his life for the service of Shripad Ramanujacharya, and rest is history, and we know many other pastimes which he did. Then we have the senses of ears, hearing Krishna Katha. Any example of somebody who heard Krishna Katha, hearing Katha? Of course, many. Parikshit Maharaj, yes. The best example is of Rukmini, Mother Rukmini. She had never seen Krishna. She had only heard about Krishna's extraordinary activities. And just hearing, she got attracted to Krishna. And she felt that the perfection of my life will be only happen if I able to serve this personality. And she desired to have Krishna as her husband. And in the history, she wrote the first love letter. She had never, you know, seen Krishna. And just like that, and she wrote a letter to Krishna saying that, how you are so beautiful, so magnanimous, please accept me as your servant. And seeing that desperate situation, and of course, her parents, especially her father and her brother, wanted to get her married. I think that was Shishupal. But she was completely dependent on Krishna. And that time, no phone, no WhatsApp, no Instagram, no live location. And she actually didn't know that, you know, whether Krishna will come or not. But she had all faith. And Krishna, in the night, he took the chariot and he drove from Dwarka, came to, what is that place? Kondinyapur, Amravati, right? Amravati, the current Amravati. From Dwarka to Amravati, he drove and he came, and right at the time where the marriage ceremony was about to happen and she was about to reach the venue, he took Rukmini. So that is the glory of Krishna. Also, we have the pastime of the Brahman Patnis. Here near the Yajnashala, we have a diorama of the Brahman Patnis. In Braj, it is called as Bhatron, and they have a temple of the Bhatron Bihariji. So that's a beautiful place where the Brahman Patnis, they also continuously hear Krishna Katha. And in that situation, completely absorbed in Krishna's pastimes. And then Krishna told the coward boys that go and ask food from the husbands. But they ignored. And then they found, then they again went to the Brahman Patnis. And finally Krishna personally comes and gives darshan. So that is also the pastime of Shravanam, or perfection through hearing Krishna Katha. Then the example of engaging the tongue in Krishna's service. How can we engage the tongue? One is through chanting the holy name, and another is by Krishna Prasadam. Yes. And everybody has realizations of that. Everybody has tasted, and I don't know about all of you, but I mainly was attracted to the process because of the Krishna Prasadam. And many of us had that experience, the power of Prasadam, right? We have this beautiful story of Srila Prabhupada, that once Srila Prabhupada was in a flight, and I think Shruta Kirti Prabhu tells this story, that many times, you know, they used to carry some prasad for Prabhupada, and they had mudi, that is puffed rice, and she was eating, and the air hostess came, and she wanted to serve Prabhupada. He said, can we get something? And many times in the flight, you know, they have foods but which devotees can't eat. So she was helpful. She brought some, you know, some fresh fruits and some other things. And she felt very respectful to Srila Prabhupada. And she saw on the Prabhupada's plate that, you know, something, it was like muri or puffed rice. And somehow she felt, and Prabhupada also was happy. So she took from Prabhupada's plate and ate a little bit. Hey, what is this? And she ate. And then, you know, things happened and Prabhupada landed and nobody knew. And years later, one book distributor went and knocked at the door. And he met the lady and he said, this is the book which Swami Prabhupada wrote. And seeing Prabhupada's picture, he said, I have read this book and I have same Bhagavad Gita at my house. And I want to tell you the story. And she said that I am that same person who took Prabhupada's Maha. And by that mercy, she has become devotee. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. We have the famous pastime of Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya, the great scholar. But after the conversation with Chaitanya Mahaprabhu for 7 days, he got transformed. And one fine day, while he was just woken up from the sleep, and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu went at his place, and immediately seeing Jagannath Prasad, he accepted it. Now generally Brahmanas, they have high standard of cleanliness, without, what to speak of, bathing, without brushing the teeth, or without bathing, or doing their morning duties, and doing their morning mantras, and, you know, chanting, they don't eat anything. But seeing Lord Chaitanya, and Lord Chaitanya had said that Jagannath's prasad is so powerful that anybody should eat as soon as somebody gets it. So seeing that, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was so happy. And then we example of Vaishnu Seva, right? Vaishnu Seva, and we example of Narottam Das Thakur, how he served his Guru Maharaj, Lokanath Goswami. Ishwara Puri, how he served Srila Madhavendra Puri. Then smell. We have the example of the four Kumaras. They smell the fragrance of the lotus feet of Lord. And then we have the example of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu himself, Mandir Marjanado, cleanliness, cleaning the temple, Maha cleaning. He personally showed, and he personally told that, you know, we should try to get more and more dirt. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he was just not just cleaning with water, but he was cleaning the temple with his tears. So, and then of course we have the example of Srila Raghunath Das Goswami, who used to do 1,000 dandavats, putting his head So in this way, we have so many examples. Of course, feet we can use for parikrama or dham yatra. So many of our acharyas did parikrama. Here, right at this place at Radha Damodar, we have that Govardhan Shila. Of course, the replica of that Shila, where Shila Sanatan Goswami used to do the long route Govardhan Parikrama, which is almost 34 kilometers. Now, what we do is almost 21, 22 kilometers. And even his old age, he used to do that. And Lord Krishna personally appeared and he said that, please stop. You've done enough parikramas. Stop it. And then he said, no, it's my vow. And then the Lord took a shila and he just put his feet on it and told him that just do parikrama of this is as good as Govardhan Parikrama. So that is Srila Sanatana Goswami. So in this way, we had today described about the background of the Srimad Bhagavatam 5th canto, and then we discussed what happened in the beginning of the 6th canto, and we discussed today's verse, that how a historical incident has been quoted of a Brahmana called Prajamil, and then how the whole Ajamil episode is not just an episode of a Brahmana, but an episode of how the power of holy name can transform people. And then we discuss the different glories of the holy name. And then we discuss that the only way to overcome this anartha is by engaging all our senses in Krishna's service. And we saw the example of Amrish Maharaj and the verse, Sabe Mana Krishna Pada Aravindo, and how each and every verse or each and every senses can be engaged. And we discuss different examples of personalities who perfected that senses. So, thank you so much. Hare Krishna. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Any questions anybody has? Yes, Nagar Kirtan Prabhu.
Hare Krishna. Thank you for the class, Prabhu. Just one thing I've kind of always wondered. We hear that the holy name is the most effective means of self-realization, especially in Kali Yuga, but at any time. So why then do we see so many examples of performance of other methods of self-realization in the other ages what does that mean? It's the most effective in Kali Yuga and in other ages, but especially the most effective in Kali Yuga. So what does that mean, and how would that be applied in previous ages?
I think we read in the purport somewhere here only, where Prabhupada is clearly saying that the holy name, the process of chanting the holy name is always superbly effective, but it is especially effective in this age of Kali. So like in every yuga, there is the yuga dharma, right? In the Satya Yuga, it was, maybe meditation, and then there was yajna worship in the Treta Yuga, and then there was deity worship in Dwapara Yuga, and then is in this age it is the holy name. Because we see, of course, when we say this is the most important, that doesn't mean that we cut off everything else, because everything else is also important. If holy name was only the thing, why Prabhupada told to make gorgeous temples? We could have spent millions of dollars. But then, the temple is also important, because when we tell people that, oh, there's a temple, there is a beautiful place, people get attracted, people come. As Prabhupada said, temple is like mandir. Mandir means it's like a hospital for the mind. Right? So, holy name is so simple. Many times Prabhupada said that it is so simple that we may miss it. So then all these things are also important, but again and again the Shastras have described that this holy name is so powerful, and especially in this age of Kali, where all other things, it's little bit difficult to do it, like yajna, it is said that you have to do it at a perfect time and perfect meter of pronunciation and, you know, all that. And in this age, how many qualified Brahmanas are there who could do it? It is said that actually the original Yajna, you cannot light with a matchbox. You have to light fire with the mantras. Now in this age, how many qualified Brahmanas you can get who can do that? Similarly, deity worship, we may do deity worship, but there can be so many seva apras and so many other things. And not everybody could do it, deity worship like that. But if you see all of that, the most easiest, anybody can do it. Anybody, there's no qualification. Less like Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in the Shikshastakam says, Nam Nam Api. Nam Nam Akari Bahuda Nijak. There is no hard and fast rule. So sometimes, you know, there is a program, just like when we do a program, we have specific audience. The program only for the initiated devotees. The program only for the managers. The program only for the youths. But sometimes we have program for the masses, where everybody can come. Anybody can take prasad. Anybody can come. Similarly, Kali Yuga is an event or a program for masses, where the most simplest process is there. Just chant and dance, just hear the holy name. And in this way, they can be delivered. So yeah, Prabhupada and the Bhagavatam has said that all processes are potent. But out of that, this is the simplest and the most effective. Right? So if you want to go from here to the airport, there are many means. You can take a train, you can take a helicopter, you can take a, you can walk. You can take a car, but you will see what is most effective, which is faster, which is cheaper. Similarly, as for the acharyas and different scriptures, it is said, like in this verse, again, Srila Prabhupada writes in the purport, Harir Nama, Harir Nama, Harir Nama, Eva Kevalam, Kalau Nastiva, there is no other way, there is no other way, like that. Okay? Hare Krishna. Thank you. So we'll end here. Rantharaj Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai, Srila Prabhupada ki jai, Nitai Gaur Premanande, Hari Hari Bol.